Blog Talk Radio.
We invite you to listen to the Crystal Chanel Show every Sunday on blogtalkradio.com. You can listen in from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. The call-in number is 347-850-8557. That's 347-850-8557. Listen live online at blogtalkradio.com/The Crystal Chanel Show and check out our website at www.crystalchanelministries.com. That's crystalchanelministries.com.
Good afternoon, and thank you so much for tuning in to the Crystal Chanel Show. You guys, today is Sunday, November the 15th, and it is actually 2:30 p.m. I am just overjoyed. I have my dear sister in the studio with me, Celinda Mumphrey. How are you doing today, sis?
I am awesome. How are you?
I am doing great. I am doing great. Thank you so much for asking, and thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule today to be in the studio with me. I really appreciate that.
Thank you for having me on the show, Crystal.
You're welcome. Well, we're going to get started, you guys. I'm just going to read a little bit of Celinda's bio. Celinda Mumphrey, she resides in Atlanta, Georgia, and is the president and founder of Celinda D, LLC. She is an author, a mentor, youth and women empowerment speaker, and she is also a wonderful radio talk show host of the show Removing the Bandages with Celinda D. She is also the founder of Celinda D's Girls to Pearls and serves as a facilitator for My Sister's Keeper in Cordell, Georgia, where she's originally from. Her movement, Removing the Bandages, is very powerful and allows her to travel and grace many platforms as she speaks into the lives of women and encouraging them to expose their wounds, undress the mess, and allow healing to begin. I'm just going to stop there. Celinda, I am super excited for having you today with me. And I just want to say, let's just start off with telling your story and telling your testimony. Let the listeners know your story.
Okay. Again, Crystal, I am excited as well as delighted to be on your show. What an honor to be on here today. Mm-hmm. And to go into my testimony and telling you about my story, well, I had two breast cancer scares in 1 year. I lost my house, I lost my automobile, and my husband due to divorce. And the enemy wanted me to lose my mind, but I was determined that I would not lose my mind, that my determination would be greater than the situation that I was walking in. And through all of that came a lot of pain, a lot of sickness, and just really going through a lot. And through that process is when I had the bandages on me. Even throughout the marriage, it was a tumultuous marriage. I had bandages all over me that needed to be removed. All of my private parts were damaged, and I needed to be healed. Yes. So through that, I wrote the book, Heal My Private Parts, and that's how this book came about.
Wow, Heal My Private Parts. And, you know, when people see that topic, that's very catchy. So with that being said, I know that you wrote this wonderful book. I actually have it in front of me, and it is an awesome, awesome read. I had a wonderful time reading it. I think it took me about maybe a day or a day and a half to read it because it was just that good. So at that time when I got the book from you, it just blessed my soul tremendously. I can't even begin to tell you what that book has done for me. And now I feel like I need to go back and read it again. So I'm going to start reading that book again, because I think still in this season I need to read it one more time. But I am, I know that in the book you have written different parts in the book, talking about broken pieces and the power of a lady, wounded identity, speak to the head and not the bed. My God, I can't wait to talk about that one. But also single and satisfied, demon of insecurity and healed. Let's go back and start from broken pieces. Tell me, what were you thinking when you were writing that portion of your book, Broken Pieces?
Broken Pieces was written out of my brokenness. I had a broken marriage, broken bank account at that time because going through the two breast cancer scares, I couldn't work, so my finances was very scarce. And just a broken spirit and a broken heart. Everything inside of me was broken. Every piece of me had been shattered. Everything about Celinda was just many pieces. It was something that even the doctors couldn't do surgery and put back together. Only God could do it. And so many of us are walking around in brokenness. We're trying to have someone or something fill that void and put those pieces back together again, but a person can't do it, nor can a thing do it. And that's what I was looking for. I was looking for the person I was married to put those pieces back together again. But I was broken inside, and there's something that I always say, that two broken individuals cannot be whole.
That's true.
He was broken? Yes. He was broken, and so was I. I was broken as well. So when I wrote that chapter, it was coming out of that place of brokenness. It was coming out of that place of needing to be mended, needing to be healed, and to speak into the lives of other women that are walking in that brokenness too, just letting them know that you do not have to stay in that place of brokenness. You can be healed. You can be made whole, but you have to realize and actually face it and speak to it. Speak to that brokenness
right.
that's inside of you. Yes, definitely. So that is where broken pieces come from.
And that's amazing. You said all of what you said was important, but what caught me as well is you said even having a broken bank account. That's just amazing because a lot of times, you know, we as women and then just people in general, you know, we're driving all the fancy cars and, you know, wearing all these fancy clothes, and at the end of the day don't have $1 in the bank account. That is crazy. But that wow. Wow.
Nothing at all. Nothing to show. Dressed up and messed up, Crystal.
Right. Dressed up and messed up. My God. Priorities all in the wrong place, of course. Also, the power of a lady. Let's talk about that. What were you thinking at that time when you wrote that part, the power of a lady? Because those words are very powerful.
And that is true. The power of a lady, I love this chapter. People ask me about it because I have a girls mentoring program. And there's a quote that I always mention, that you're born into the world as a girl. You grow up to become a woman, but you make the decision to be a lady. So when you
That's
walk
right.
into that power of being a lady, that's something that is so graceful, so just so beautiful, so awesome, you can't even find the words to tell it. When a lady walks into the room, everyone knows because she does not have to announce that she's walking in. It's just the aura of who she is, and just walking in there, her presence alone just says, hey, a lady has entered the room. Even when she speaks, I tell this story as well. There was a little girl, I was doing a teen conference, and this little girl came up to me, and she said, Miss Belinda, do you curse? And I said, no. She asked me, why don't I curse? I said, because ladies don't have to speak that way. Because you are a lady, as you
right.
open your mouth, there's a sweet fragrance that comes out of you, and it is such a beautiful thing that people turn and want to hear and see who that person is that's speaking because of that wisdom and that grace is coming out of that woman. So you have to really be careful with your words. Even a lady, when she's in the presence of a man, it could be her husband or boyfriend. If there's a disagreement about anything, and this was one thing I didn't do with my ex-husband, I never, ever argued in front of others with him. Because
that's
not
good.
What a lady does. If there's a problem,
that's
you take
right.
it home and you discuss
right.
it later. Yes, ladies don't have to be seen. Ladies don't have to be loud. They don't have to be ratchet. I'm going to use that word.
Yes, God.
Many,
let's talk about it.
You don't have to be ratchet. You can be a lady. Even down to the
let's
way that you dress. The way that you dress, when you crown yourself as a lady, it is just a beautiful thing. And a real gentleman, he wants a lady. A real gentleman. That is what he prefers.
That's it.
Yes.
And he'll respect who you are as a person.
Right. And we
I
teach
think.
Men how to treat us. We teach them
That's
by
right.
the way that we carry ourselves. Yes. And I like for the doors to be open for me. I like for my chair to be pulled out. I am going to be a lady. And if I'm carrying myself that way, then that is exactly how you better treat
me.
Gonna
get. That's it. That's so true. My goodness. And I like those things also. So we're right there together, hon. And also with the wounded identity, That's another great one that I see that you wrote in your book. What did you mean when you say wounded identity?
When you're wounded, there again goes the bandages. They're all mm-hmm. over you from your head to your toe. You're covering up everything that has been shattered and broken into pieces and damaged or hurt in some way.
Mm-hmm.
And you have no idea who you are. You're looking in the mirror at an object, yet you do not know who it is because you're so wounded inside. Everything
right.
is just messed up, jacked up and messed up. So you're wounded. And your identity is defined by people and by things and by what others say or who they say that you are, because you're just mm-hmm. everything about you is just so hurt, even from generational curses, even from being brought up. I did not have my father in my life, Crystal, as I grew up. He died when I was in third grade. However, even as a little girl, I still didn't know much about him. And
mm-hmm.
a lot of times women become wounded from that because we want to feel love, we want to feel healed, and we will attach ourselves to something that reminds us of what we wanted our father to be because we're so
right.
wounded inside. Yeah, and
right.
that causes a lot of damage to be.
Mm-hmm.
To happen even more, you're damaged even more from that. Because when you're attaching yourself to something that is good but not a God thing, then that causes more wounds. So when you get wrapped up into what people say that you are and the
mm-hmm.
identity
mm-hmm.
of a man, then you have that wounded identity.
My God, that's powerful. And, you know, even though you said that your father was not in your life, a lot of times, too, you know, you have people out here that their father is in their life, but they're not truly involved. So it's almost kind of like the same thing,
mm-hmm.
you know. So I completely understand what you mean when you say that. But, you know, in the midst of it all, even though your dad wasn't in your life, you turned out to be definitely a powerful lady. And I know you personally myself, so I have been watching you over the years. And just I can truly say that you definitely cover yourself and carry yourself as, you know, the power of a lady. You know, definitely, you know, a lot of times we hear a lot of women cursing and using different languages and things of that nature that they don't need to be using. And I kind of get that on a daily basis, you know, and I just don't think that it takes all of that. So I'm glad to hear you say that, and more people really need to really understand, you know, their identity and figure out who they truly are so that they
right.
could definitely be that lady that they're supposed to be in God's eyes.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Wow.
Definitely. And to add to that, Crystal, a lot
mm-hmm.
of the social media and these reality shows have really
My
defined
God.
A lot of us, especially women. When you look at shows like Atlanta Housewives and all these different shows about these different type of wives, it's an image of what a lot of us portray that we want to portray in our
Me.
Lives. And
mm-hmm.
what they don't realize is that once those cameras are off, those women are broken women too. They're broken.
That's right. They're taking
they have
those
to be
man
beautiful
off.
On TV, but
mm-hmm.
they're beautiful and broken women that need to be
Inside.
Made whole.
My God.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That is so true. That's so true. And I know a few of them myself, so I completely agree with you on that.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's talk about speak to the head and not the bed. That says a lot, and I'm trying to understand. Now, definitely tell me what you were talking about when you wrote that.
Okay,
speak
like,
to the head and not
that?
The bed.
Speak to the head and not the bed. Many of us women, because we have this nurturing spirit, and including myself in the past is something I've done, there's
mm-hmm.
a time in our lives when we need to know when to hold a man and when to heal a man. So we go
mm-hmm.
into it in a relationship, it may start out as a friendship. Even, you know, like I said myself, you get, a lot of times we call self-inflicted wounds amongst ourselves. It's not always
right.
somebody did something to us. It's a self-inflicted wound because we knew better. We shouldn't have went
That's
there.
Right.
We shouldn't have been with that person. We shouldn't have said certain things. We shouldn't have called him up that night. We shouldn't have went to his house. We know certain things. And we're not speaking to men, too, because a lot of men are starting to purchase the book and follow the movement also. But
Good.
We speak to the head and not the bed. Women have to know that because we want a man in our lives, we desire to be loved. Every woman desires that. You don't always have to get him in bed. You have
That's
to learn
right.
how to speak to his head first, not just opening up your legs, but you need to part those lips and pray for that brother. You need to know that he needs healing instead of holding at that time, because
mm-hmm.
once God has released him, you got to make sure that he's been healed before God can release him to love and be loved again. So you're a lot
That's
of times
right.
we're in there trying to do what God can only do. We're trying to hold that man when God is the one that really needs to hold him, but God is wanting us to speak to his head, rub his head, speak to him, pray over him, just pray over him and stop jumping
mm-hmm.
in the bed with so quickly. So a lot of times they just need to be healed, because if they're damaged and they're bringing all these different spirits to you, again, I say the same thing for the women, then those spirits start jumping on you, and I say in my book you start going cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, you're trying to figure out what's going on. That's what's going on, because you've been trying yourself with all these different spirits, and you were supposed to speak to that brother at that time and help him get to a place of healing, so that when he loves you and he's been released, then he can love you the way that God loves you.
My God, I've been a fool once, so I completely understand what you mean when you say that. And people don't realize that transferring of spirits is so powerful and is so real. And I've had to experience some of that in my lifetime. So, you know, we have to be careful with what we're doing. Definitely, like you said, speak to the head and not the bed. Let's not continue to just feel like we have to give a person our goods, you know, for them to love us. If they can't love us from us being who we are and who they know